ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2nd, chapter number 9, answered by citing the Lord's version. This is part of Chatushloki Bhagavatam, when the Lord Himself is citing that He is the cause of all causes. Aham eva sam eva agri, starting from, and there's an elaborate purport. This is the purport of the verse number 36. It is etavadeva jigyasyam tattva jigyasu namatmanah anvayat vyatirekabhyam yat syat sarvatra sarvada. A person who is searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, most certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all spaces and time, and both directly and indirectly. So, in this verse, there are so many things that give the guideline how to approach the Absolute Truth. And the Absolute Truth, Lord Krishna Himself, you know, declared in Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And in short, we say that He is telling to Brahma, Brahma, you and Ishan, when both of you were not there, I was existing. Even both of you are existing and all other subsequent creation has been taken. I am still existing as the Supreme because everything exists within me. So therefore, if or when the entire cosmic material manifestation, including both of you, are going to be dissolved, I will still keep on existing. The ultimate cause of all causes, Lord Krishna declares Himself. So it gives us the methodology and a challenge also that we must look after or search after this Absolute Truth, who is the Personality of Godhead, and that is the ultimate aim of all our inquisitiveness and search. Not over that. In all circumstances, this should be the ultimate goal. Nobody can claim that I have this project or this ism or that ism. Even an impersonalist are advised to go further for meditation on the soul or the super soul themselves. And then they are also advised to go beyond the supreme personality aspect. So, the absolute truth Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. It has to be realized in all these three phases. But the best benefit is going to be obtained by the devotees only, because they will have a perfect realization about the Personality of Godhead. So they can also understand the localized aspect, which is Paramatma, and impersonal aspect, all-pervading aspect, as Brahman. That will not be difficult. It will come into. So it's an indicator or a guideline which is given that here is the ultimate aim of man's inquisitiveness. Brahma jigyasa. Athato Brahma jigyasa. So this is the ultimate purpose of the self-realization. Now, it has to be in all space and all time. There is no exemption. Man may go anywhere, but yet he will have to come to the final understanding that is easily approachable within, not without. And material existence, which is so much expanding, they can't even go through the origin of the Higgs boson. Now they are saying there are many Higgs bosons. Every year they are improving in their so-called misunderstanding. They are improving in their misunderstanding. Now they are saying there are many types of Higgs boson, that antiparticle. And they still look into the source of black matter. So they showed details of the Hubble, the telescope, giving all the different kinds of signals. But they are all generated through the numbers. And they interpret in that way. It is completely challenging to them. In all space and all time, they can take as much time they need. But that is going to be smashing down. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. And both directly and indirectly. Directly means within oneself. They don't have to go and depend upon the scientific research. And indirectly, scientific research. After all, they are also trying to look the origin of life. They are also trying to find out the truth. But that is bad luck. Tell them to find out. Prabhupada said they may come to the exact formation one, even in future. But still, they will not be able to approach. The external constitution and all the arrangements, they will be scrutinizingly, understand. But because they have envious nature to the Supreme Absolute Personality of God, they will fail. So therefore, direct method. Indirect method is Vedas also. Because Vedas also filled with the knowledge of so-called material science. Because it is composed of three modes of material nature. So Vedic knowledge is also giving them rise. Says for example, even in previous ages, there were airplanes and other things, and atomic theory, Kanadrishi also propounded. But they are all atheistic philosophies. So generally they are cast under the atheist. So, would like to continue the purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's very, very elaborate purport, but it is also very technical. So we should try to understand. I'm continuing from the page 559, but the sentence has started. To become absorbed in transcendental name, quality, form and activities of the Supreme Person, Vasudeva, means to change the temper of the mind from matter to absolute knowledge, which leads one to the path of absolute realization and thus frees from the bondage of material contact and encagement in different material bodies. Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhupada therefore comments on the word sarvatra sarvada in the sense that the principles of bhakti yoga or devotional service to the Lord are apt in all circumstances. It is the only methodology that can be practiced anywhere and everywhere. Sarvatra sarvada. In any condition, even in sickness, the bhakti should continue. Even in sickness. Oh, I'm not able to chant Hare Krishna when I'm having fever or this or that. No, you can chant in your mind. There is no problem. So, that is, bhakti yoga is recommended in all revealed scriptures. It is performed by all authorities, and it is important in all places. It is useful in all causes and effects, etc. As far as all revealed scriptures are concerned, he quotes from the Skanda Purana on the topic of Brahma and Narada as follows. Samsare asmin mahakore janma mrityu samakule pujanam vasudevasya tarkam vadibhihi smritam. In the material world, which is full of darkness and dangers, combined with birth and death, and full of different anxieties, the only way to get out of this great entanglement is to accept loving transcendental devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. This is accepted by all classes of philosophers. Srila Jiva Goswami also quotes another common passage which is found in the three Puranas, namely the Padma Purana, Skanda Purana and Linga Purana, and it runs as follows. Alodhya sarva shastrani vicharya cha punah punah idam ekam sunispannam dhyayayo narayana sada. By scrutinizingly reviewing all the revealed scriptures and judging them again and again, it is now concluded that Lord Narayan is the Supreme Absolute Truth, and thus he alone should be worshipped. The same truth is also indirectly described in Garuda Purana as follows. Param gato api vedanam sarva sastrartha vedya api yona sarveshvare bhaktas tam vidyat purushadhananam. Even though one may have gone to the other side of all the Vedas, and even though one is well versed in all the revealed scriptures, if one is not a devotee of the Supreme, he must be considered the lowest of mankind. We can understand Mayaya Pratagyana verse from this, that those who have acquired the Vedic knowledge as so much superficial but with devoid of devotional service, they are all bereft of the real knowledge of the Absolute Truth. So, similarly, it is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, 12th verse, indirectly as follows. Yasyasti paktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna manorathena asati dhavato bahi. One who has unflinching devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead must have all the good qualities of all the demigods, and contrarily, one who is not a devotee of the Lord must be hovering in the darkness of mental speculation and thus must be engaged in material impermanence. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 11th chapter, 18th verse, it says, Shabda pramanani nishnato na nishnatyat pare yadi shramastasya shramaphalo hi adhenum eva rakshatah. One may be well versed in all the transcendental literature of the Vedas, but if he fails to be acquainted with the Supreme, then it must be concluded that all his education is like a burden of a beast, or like one's keeping a cow without milking capacity. So many sarcasm on this impersonalism or one who is not a devotee. Srila Prabhupada is not letting any stone unturned to extol the glories of Srila, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Similarly, the liberty of discharging loving transcendental service to the Lord is invested in everyone, every woman, the Shudras, the forest tribes, and any other living being born in the sinful conditions. Krishna has afforded them all to become devotees. Te vai vedanti atitaranti chadeva mayam stri shudra huna sabara api papa jivaha. Yadi adbhut krama parayana shilayak siksha tiryag jana api kim sruta dharana ye. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 7th chapter, that has already been, and 46th verse is there. The lowest of human beings can be elevated to the highest stage of devotional life if they are trained by a bona fide spiritual master, well versed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. If the lowest can be so elevated, then what to speak of the highest who are well versed in the Vedic knowledge? The conclusion is that the devotional service to the Lord is open for all, regardless of who they are. That is the confirmation of its application for all kinds of performers of the service. Therefore, devotional service of the Lord with the perfect knowledge through the training of a bona fide spiritual master is advised for everyone. Even if one happens not to be a human being, this is confirmed in Garuda Purana as follows. Kita pakshi mraganam cha harau sanyasta chestasam urdhvam eva gati manye kim punar jnaninam nranam. Even the worms, birds and beasts are assured of elevation to the higher perfectional life if they are completely surrendered to the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So what to speak of the philosophers amongst the human beings? Therefore, there is no need to speak properly qualified candidates for discharging devotional service to the Lord. Let them be either well behaved or ill trained. Let them be either learned or fools. Let them be either grossly attached or in renounced order of life. Let them be liberated souls or desirous of salvation. Let them be inexpert in discharge of devotional service or expert in the same. All of them can be elevated to the supreme position by discharging devotional service under proper guidance. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, 31 and 32nd verses as follows. Api chesupidurācāro bhajate mām ananyabhāt sādhurevahi samyagvyavasitohi sata mantavya samyagvyavasitohi saha mām chapahipārthavyapāsritya yesyu api pāpayonaya striyo vaishyās tathā sudrās iyatim parāṅgatim. Even if a person is fully addicted to all sorts of sinful acts, if he happens to be engaged in loving transcendental devotional service of the Lord under proper guidance, he is to be considered the most perfect holy man without a doubt. And thus a person, whatsoever and whosoever he or she may be, even the fallen woman, the less intelligent laborer, the dull mercantile man, or even a man lower than all these, can attain the highest perfection of life by going back home, back to Godhead, provided she takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in all earnestness. This sincere earnestness is the only qualification that can lead one to the higher perfectional stage of life. And unless and until such real earnestness is aroused, there is a difference between cleanliness and uncleanliness, learning and non-learning, and in material estimation. Fire is always fire, And thus, if someone touches the fire knowingly or unknowingly, the fire will act in its own way without discrimination. The principle is, Harer Haranti Papani Dushta Chittair Api Smrataha. The all-powerful Lord can purify the devotee of all sinful reaction. Just as the sun can sterilize all sorts of infection by its powerful rays. Attraction for material enjoyment cannot act upon a pure devotee of the Lord. There are hundreds and thousands of aphorisms in the Vedic revealed scriptures. Atmaramaschimunaya, that is the one that Atmaramaschimunaya's Nirgrantha Uruprakrame. Kurvanting ahaitukim bhaktim ittham bhuta gano hari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 60 times different explanation coming to the same conclusion. So, even if the self-realized souls who are attracted by the transcendental loving service of the Lord, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agandhunvanti kashnena niraharasyapiva bhaskaram. That is the verse. Simply by hearing and chanting, one becomes a great devotee of the of Lord Vasudeva. Na chalati bhagavat padaravinda lavanimeshantra ardram apisa vaishnavaragya. A person who does not move from the lotus feet of the Lord, even for a moment or a second, is to be considered the greatest of all Vaishnavas. Bhagavat prasadantam prapte mat sevaya praptim te. The pure devotees are convinced of obtaining association of the personality of Godhead, and thus they are always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Therefore, in all continents, in all planets, in all universes, devotional service of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga is current, and that is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam and allied scriptures. What do you mean by allied scriptures? There are allied countries, we understand. They have a mutual interest. Allied scriptures means they... the one in conversant with the transcendental literature's conclusion. One which is conversant. Isn't it that fourth offense to blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version? What is that Vedic version? The same conclusion has to be derived, and that is geared on the transcendental loving devotional service of the Lord. That is the highest, and there are no hard and fast rules. Others are only bureaucratic measures. Alright? So, it goes on and on. Prabhupada cannot be stopped. So we'll keep for tomorrow 2-3 pages. Alright? So I will stop here. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Deena Bandhu Jagatpate
Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So devotees are given all solaces that they should never be discouraged by any sorts of impediment in the pursuance of their progressive march. Rather, such experiences should become an encouragement, but if we take it in humility, unless and until we remain humble in the approach, it is very easy to overcome the difficulties which are arising in our progressive march towards the realization of the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Because everybody is an angel. There is no bar, nothing. Nowhere in any literature this kind of liberal approach has been ever given. Actually, real secularism comes from worshipping the Supreme Lord. And rest is nothing but politics. Means it is derived or it is conceived after some stunted intelligence by material influence. We have to overcome. Nonetheless, everything is taken to be as devotional service. Everything. Actually, that kind of faith we have to, or we are asked by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami to develop. Shraddha, Sabde, Sudrada, Vishwas, Karanishchay, Krishna Bhakti Karile, Sarva Karma Krita. Even the impediments on our path of progress, devotional progress, they are considered to be the Krishna Bhakti. They should not be taken out of the sphere of our improvement or in the path of devotional service. We will become more committed. It is said when the tests are there, it fosters us more unitedly, more strongly, so we can progress fast. So, devotional service is the supreme occupation for all humanity. Supreme occupation. And it must be valued more than anything else in the material. Worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the disciplic succession has afforded us to reach to the higher ranks of realization in this Kali Yuga. It is one of the rarest achievement. So, Srila Prabhupada is becoming so liberal, open-hearted, and he is shooting verses after verses to glorify. What does it mean that the holy name is all-purifying? Anything that is connected with the holy name, and without holy name, even devotional service doesn't begin. Humanity doesn't begin. Nothing begins. So we have to take into account that our progress depends upon the chanting. It is said the barometer of our progress is japa. Barometer of our progress is japa. And when we are committed to chant 16 rounds, this is first class. All right. But four regulative principles, even one who is breaking four regulative principles, Krishna and all other scriptures, they do not disqualify them. That is amazing. It doesn't mean that we have to take so much liberty, but we do not have to take so much bureaucratic process also. After all, love should not be affected. That is the only unifying process. Knowledge is not unifying. But our application of devotional service is a unifying factor. Everybody has an access to devotional service and they must be guided. It is a challenge. Those who may be coping out, then they may be trying. But nonetheless, it should not dishearten devotees that they cannot be purified. It is a trivial, small-mindedness. And we have to look into this conclusion that nonetheless, everybody is qualified to go back home, back to their Godhead. When Krishna promises, who are we there to interfere and try to twist, hey, you cannot go. Prabhu, you are disqualified. Prabhu, like that. So we have to see that how we get, the mood of devotion flaming, even in some maybe opposite circumstances. So Krishna gives all the solace, all the encouragement directly to the devotee. And not only, all the scriptures repeat the same thing. And our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, also repeat the same thing. So we should also repeat the same thing. We should not make any extravagant, methods. We are supposed to boil the milk, but not burn the milk. Right? Burning milk means those who are trying to boil the milk, they are careless. And burnt milk will stink. So, one has to be very careful. Prabhupada told, boil the milk. Fine. There are methods of boiling milk, but not burning milk. That is an overboarding. Well, Krishna will guide them because after all, they are devotees. So we should take in the light of putting the appropriate application, so things will progress. There are so many verses Srila Prabhupada is citing, so many verses, as if he is on a shooting spree. You know, he wants to shoot everywhere, disqualify all other processes. That if the highest of the realization can be achieved, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would approve such things, and become so liberal, then we have to value that as the only support system for our devotional service. Physical circumstances, even the bodily circumstances, even the national circumstances, even the circumstances which are created artificially out of competition or jealousy or some very precarious conditions and whatnot, but they are all bodily and mentally. Nonetheless, nothing can deviate the soul on the path of transcendental realization. Nothing can deviate. It is such an important, valuable instruction that Srila Prabhupada is giving, that no, it's a blanket order. Blanket. Anybody can do it. So, Sugyeshu Kim Bahuna. For those who are wise, what is more to be told? More to be told. We have to look into the encouraging aspects, not discouraging aspects, encouraging aspects, that every verse that Srila Prabhupada has quoted, it gives such an energy to foster our faith and nurture the faith and make it so strong that yes, we can make it. A devotee intrinsically, he says, that always remain confirmed that he will see the Lord face to face. He will go back home, back to Godhead. Intrinsically. It's not an artificial thing. But man with his ultimate zeal, they can make another interpretation also. Hey, you think you are qualified to take them back home, back to Godhead? Yes, I have confronted such notions. But it is existing. So, the idea is that what is more supportive, what is more, agreeable to our march towards self-realization, God-realization, the process is perfect. So, there is every hope for every kind of living entity, not only living entity. It says, even the worms and other animals, and they will be given elevation. In certain seasons, even the worms or the caterpillars and others, they go into the flower and then the body of the Lord, and we see, he's so fortunate. then we can remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kita janma hau tuya das, bahirbukha brahma janme nahi ash. Even, my dear Lord, if you give me
the next birth as a worm, but give me opportunity to serve you. Bahirmukha Brahma. Even if I get the birth of Lord Brahma, but Bahirmukha, he is averse to your devotional service, then I don't need that. You know, that is the aspiration of the devotee. So the idea is definitely, you know, without a doubt, is confirmed that devotional service is the process. And it has been so misunderstood in India that as if it is the job for those who are not working, and that is the women class. But nonetheless, Krishna doesn't want to exempt them that they will not be by public opinion or by bureaucratic process. But rather, it is very well confirmed that Krishna is in favor. Krishna is in favor all the time, you know. Well, just like certain orthodoxy is present in India, similarly in America also, in Australia also, and this orthodoxy can be easily broken or penetrated through, and devotional service will become victorious. So that is the potency that Prabhupada is giving in these quotations, that everything is in favor of worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your respective swarupa. But that has to be brought out gradually. That has to be done nicely. That's okay. We will cooperate. But we may disagree with something too. Prabhupada said we have right to disagree, but we still will cooperate. You know. So it is a very beautiful bond to further the movement, you know, by strengthening the movement. Because this is not philosophy. It's a practical application. And it is to be performed in all circumstances, anywhere and everywhere. When the green flag has been given by the Shastras, Prabhupada crossed the ocean. While other orthodoxies were being criticized, there is a quotation in Shastra. And they were preferring that if you do not have a friend in foreign land, then do not cross the ocean. That's why they were not going. They were thinking that all the atheists are there. And of course, we are also told that do not preach to the atheists the glories of the holy name. Right? Number 9th offense. So, there are certain indications, but there is always a question behind it. Maharaj, how do we find that this guy is an atheist unless we preach? He said, yes. As soon as you find, quit. As soon as you find, you quit. You know. So there's a practical aspect. We are supposed to cultivate the knowledge of the phenomenal knowledge and numinal knowledge, side by side. Vidyam cha avidyam yastad vedo bhayam saha. Avidyam mrutyam tirtva vidyayam amritam ashnate. By the cultivating the material knowledge, we will progress towards death only. While cultivating the vidya that liberates us from these clutches of material nature. That because we are not material body. So then they should, but they should do side by side. Because it is also hope. in material world, or those who are materialistic only, then their avidya is like a hope against hope, which is creating nothing but a hopeless situation. Asha pasha shatir baddha. They want to aspire and create one hope after another. If one hope is not being satisfied, they will jump on the another, you know, and they pass the whole life without achieving anything. So that's a total failure. Kam apto abhajatam sarvadharmatah. Even if a devotee, Narad Muni is telling this, tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvapate tato yadi. Then, once we have taken the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, but some circumstances or something that creeps in our mind and we give up. So, in the process of devotional service, which is we remain immature. And because of that immaturity, even if we fall down, kvava abhadra abhut amushyakim, what is inauspicious for him? There is nothing inauspicious. On the other behalf, kva artho apta bhajatam swadharmata. If one is not a devotee, and he is full with so many good things, but he has no value because it's all material in nature. And he has to give up. If it does not going to help you, how is it going to help others? Therefore, the benefit, the long-term benefit, the shreya, is important. Not short-term benefit for this lifetime only. One has to become devotee. To become a devotee is the surest prerogative. But who gets that? So Krishna chooses. It's not that everybody is allowed, but Krishna chooses also those who are willingly taking. So it is a voluntary process. It cannot be forced, enforced in any circumstances. Prabhupada's house should not become constricted. They have to cope up with such a world vision. That is the thing. World vision. That is the mandate of our administration, and they know fully conversant. There were sessions and sessions been taken to explore this very, very prudently. And in ILS meetings also, so many world vision. Now all of you young people have to put in so much credence, but keep these principles in mind, that devotional service is the most and foremost important thing in our life, and we have to cultivate that faith with all conformity, without any fear. Without any fear. So, we can keep on reading and reading, and we will not be sit yet, because it is so much exhilarating experience when the hammer is striking right on the head of the nail. It is sure to go in. All right? So, anybody has any question or comment? Yes.
Maharaj, in the practice of devotion and service, struggling to differentiate between when to use humility, being humble and self-importance, when should we, during workplace, when you're so
Right. Because humility, Kirtaniya Sadahari, 24-hour business of devotional service will only acquire, coming or as a result if we cultivate the humility. Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Performance of devotional service, even through kirtan, can remain sada, means forever, 24 hours a day. It's possible only through cultivation of humility. Tarorayuva sahishnuna, become more tolerant than a tree. And amanina manadena, do not expect any honor for ourselves, but respectfully give the honor to everyone. Only in that state of mind one can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes. What is?
The Hare Krishna mantra is the sound of Krishna's flute.
Oh.
Is that correct?
I think it's a higher degree of meditation required there. Hare Krishna Mahamantra came from the flute. Tene Brahmaradaya Adikave. It is said that the Gayatri was imparted in the heart of Brahma through the flute. Gayatri was imparted. And chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is, and that too Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, is in this special age of Kali. Otherwise, in other Kali Yuga, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare was there. Because that mantra was already there, even in previous Yugas. But that would give only liberation. Because there was no proper understanding. No Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in other Kali Yugas. Yes. He's following what?
Islam.
Islam. Oh, okay.
The question is like this. We have Shrutis and Smrutis. And Vedas are part of Shrutis. And in the Smrutis we have Puranas and Itihasa. Mahabharata is Itihasa. And Bhagavad Gita is part of Mahabharata. Now, Shrutis are considered as from divine origin. Whereas Smrutis are written by humans. When
there is a conflict between Shruti and Smriti, Shruti is considered as the superior. So basically, to cut it short, you are saying that Bhagavad Gita comes from Smriti, which is from human origin. Unlike the Shrutis. So, ask him, where do human gets their energy? And who can write on their own brain? Where is all this energy is coming from? Who is the source of energy? And if he chooses a human being to be empowered, who is he to restrict? Was not Muhammad empowered personality? Ask him.
Yes.
Right. Then, so Vyasadeva is also an empowered personality. And we call him incarnation.
Exactly. It's a human.
That is, that Vyasadeva was a human being, but he was empowered. So he is called Shakti Avesha Avatar. Krishna's energy is flowing from a medium of Vyasadeva. Alright? So, these are little trickles of small-mindedness of goblins They don't understand, you know. They think they're Srutis and Smritis. Our fourth offense is to consider the Vedas directly to be imaginary, all right, and blaspheme the Vedic literature. But here the Smritis give the same Vedic conclusion. Then what? He cannot escape. He has to become broad-minded rather than constricted. Is it not? The whole idea is that he is not sensitive. He is only hovering on the cerebral aspect of his intelligence. Yeah, there is a group of Muslim preachers. They are confronting ISKCON devotees, specifically targeting, because we are the only missionary people in Hinduism. All right? And we are equipped. So the Muslims, and especially Jamia Millia in Delhi, they are cultivating a group or army of preachers, and they study the Vedas, and by modern finagling, you know, they try to come up with this kind of silly arguments. You know, as if their Quran is bigger. They want to conquer. The converts want to conquer. Tell them to chant Hare Krishna. Well, many other innocent Muslims joined our movement from Russia and so many, and they are benefited. But because, you know, at home there is a different thing. Ghar ki murgi dal barabar. They will undermine those who are at home. You know. Yes. How is it possible to control the mind, Prabhu? Arjun could not control. It is easy to control the wind. So therefore, Krishna gave mantra, manhatrayate iti mantra. One that liberates or controls the mind is called mantra. And this is maha mantra. It will control everything else too, besides mind. It will control everything. It will make you happy. Happiness doesn't want to be controlled. Is it not? Yes?
Maharaj, you mentioned about the Brahma's position when Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prayers that he's Bari Bahimukha, that position we don't want. Now, as a practicing devotee, one way or the other, though we are trying to worship. Subtly, we are still yet to, we are Bahirmukha. If we are pure, then we will be doing a pure chanting, but we are still doing offensive chanting now. Do we need to develop this, let it go naturally, or do we take the proper circle, we have to fake it till you make it? How long we have to keep waiting or continue to endeavor in the same path?
Prabhupada also said, bhakti is the process that will also siddhis will be coming on the way. But do not be allured by siddhis or swayed away while applying the siddhis. The power, position, everything will come. Because these are all subsequent product. They were bypassed, so they were waiting. So they will be given an opportune time. They are time affected. Bhakti is not time affected. Mukti is also waiting at the doorsteps just to get engagement by the devotee. Yeah. Muktihi Kritanjali. She is standing at the doorstep of the devotee, waiting. My dear sir, can you engage me? He says, no, I am engaged myself. So no time for you. So similarly, siddhis are there. And they are also time governed, not devotionally governed. One has to, sooner or later, give up. Everybody is cheating. They want to put element of bhakti in their impersonal sadhana because they are bereft. You know that? Even impersonalists are not pure impersonalists. They are hodgepodge. They will chant something. Even the yoga people, you know. Amrit Desai met with Srila Prabhupada. Now this Gujarati was a PT teacher, physical training in school. You know, and somehow or other he got opportunity to come to United States of America. And he started teaching, you know, yoga. And somehow or other the devotees were floating around and he came to know, oh, they are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He also added Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So in an interview with Srila Prabhupada, that's on the record in Mumbai, you know, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm also chanting Hare Krishna and teaching them. Prabhupada, is that so? Then why are you teaching yoga? Take up the process full, not partial. You know, because this is the conclusion of all the shastras. You say, yes, yes, but, yes, yes, but. No, that is not. I agree with you, but I do not agree with you. You know, like that. Some funny, you know, impersonalists, they want to do meditation also. Because they know it is higher than the dry knowledge, shushka jnana. If they do not add the element of dhyana and bhakti, they also do chant mumbo jumbo somewhere, but not Krishna holy name Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They will put up something else. Anything can be meditated, only create an atmosphere of the sound vibration which is coming little closer to that, give peace of mind, but it will not penetrate the heart. You know, just like that. So they are all hodgepodge. They are not even, it is very difficult to find a strict discipline of impersonalism. Mostly they are Mayavadis. They are imitators. I told you probably last time, it is a famous case that in Gujarat this happens, you know. So when Hare Krishna Mahamantra became popular, one so-called intelligent person, he was also a religious, and he said, oh, I can also make this mantra very popular. It is the same rhyming, But you know, because I believe I am the Lord myself, so aham, I am that. So, because that is the conclusion of Vedas. Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvam Asi, Soham. It's one and the same thing. So he said, Hare Soham, Hare Soham, 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 Hare Hare Hare, Mohan, Hare Mohan, 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 Hare Hare. He thinks the words have to be rhyming and that will be popular. Yes. I'm a very fertile brain, you know. It can construe anything, but no potency. Never grew. He was advertising, putting this, chant this mantra in Gujarati papers, newspapers, advertising. It does not penetrate in the heart of the devotees. Those who are aspiring, because there is none other than Lord Krishna as a so sweet personality that he can reciprocate with anybody out of love. You know, and nothing is valued more than that. Anything else? Yes.
How is it that we see that the people who are born in low family, they take up the bhakti, and we see some people that are born in high family, Bhagavad family, they don't take up the devotional service. Why is it like that?
Queen Kunti is telling, Janmaishwarya Sruta Sri Bhi Edamana Madapuma Naivaharatam Abhidatum Vaitvam Akinchana Gocharam. She is telling, my dear Lord, high birth, birth in very aristocratic family, or opulent families, Aishwarya, or in a very learned family, or very beautiful family. You know, actually, these four are impediments in approaching. Because they create a kind of mother. Mother means madness. The spelling is the same. It's called Madha Puman. Naiva Haratam Abhivadhatum Vai Tvam Akinchanagu. They are impediments and they become obstacle in the path of achieving you. Because you are easily approachable by those who are bereft of them. So, namo akinchan vittaya, you are the property of those who are materially exhausted. So, Prabhupada said, people want to give up this kind of horrible life surrounded by sense gratification. They want to search. But they cannot give up. But they will give up everything else, their asset, and they want to wander like hippies. So, those who are materially exhausted, they can easily approach you. Materially means these are the four things. One has to become exhausted. So it's called akinchan. Akinchan means one who is exhausted. One who is, you know, have good idea but bad association. He had good desires but ended up in bad association. What can he do? He will become victim. And he will get easily frustrated faster. So he wants to give up everything and join Hare Krishna. Because after all, it's a direct call of the Lord of his heart. So, namo akinchana vittaya. My dear Lord, you are the property of those who are materially exhausted. Nivritta Gruna Vrittaye. Nivritta Guna. The three modes of material nature must retire. And they will, those who are materially exhausted, it is easy for them to retire from the effects of the modes. Atma Ramaya Shantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha. Atma Ram. Krishna becomes easily available. And he also carries the effect of Lord Krishna that he will find solace within his own heart. Because he is directly in communication. Shantaya, he gets peace. The Lord in heart, it's directly in communication. Funny thing, we are trying to make it communication with a lot of distance, far away. But we can't communicate with the Lord in our own heart. It's the closest. Isn't it? So, Krishna consciousness is a process of re-establishing that communication back, which is so easy because it's the closest. Yes, yes.
So if he is born in such a high family, won't that obstruct his devotion?
If the higher family is cultured family, he will get the best of the opportunity. Isn't it? Then he got a good bargain. But we got a bad bargain. But somehow or another, some meritorious activity towards spiritual life must have been performed unknowingly. So we are ripping up the result. All right. One more question. Our superiors are supposed to boil milk so we can become condensed and more valuable, can be preserved for a long time. Why do you need to boil milk? If you don't boil the milk, it will be spoiled. Right? So devotional process has to be more and more intensified. That is called boiling. Right? We do not have to remain complacent. Oh, I know I chant my rounds every day without fail and for regulative principles without fail. But that complacency will not give a momentum or push towards realizations, you know. We should not be contented for what we are doing. Rather, we have to take so much risk for pleasure of Krishna. That is the nature of devotional service. So naturally, that is called boiling the milk. Now, our superiors are supposed to guide us and boil the milk, right? But if they remain careless because the heat is more, then it will burn. So, it's a very good job for them to boil the milk, but can't remain callous and burn the milk. Burnt milk becomes spoiled, that nobody wants to drink it even. And you can't make burfi out of it. You know? You have to discard. Means, who had right to do that? It is not allowable to play with the life of other devotees. Yes, they are our guides and they have also limitations. because they have to be very careful. It's a higher job to boil the milk, not burn the milk. All right. Thank you very much. It is 9:00. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.